Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
Remember that God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. So He hasn't changed.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, We Are the Army of the Lord of Hosts.
Speak the Word.
You know, God is the host of the army, and we are His soldiers. Do you agree with that?
Amen.
Do you think that you're a soldier?
Yes.
You know, you really are. I was listening to this song the other day, and it really spoke to me. And here is just a few of the lyrics, and I've added a few of the words that the Holy Spirit's given to me to kind of go with it. But some of the song, lyrics were saying, we have to be strong in the power of His might to prove the enemy that we are the army of the Lord, saints. We have won, that we have already won the victory. And some of God's soldiers don't realize that the captain of the darkness has blinded their eyes, and you know, and that's so true. You know, as a matter of fact, I think it's in 2 Corinthians 4:4 where it says that the God of this world has put blinders on those that, so they can't see the truth and believe in the Lord. So He's put blinders on her. And you know, we have, God is the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
But yes. Satan is the captain of the darkness.
Yes.
Here, you know, and he's the one that's ruling here. The Bible says He's the God of this earth. God in heaven is our God and our Father. But Satan has rule right now. But that's coming to an end real quick. Our shield of faith might be full of darts, but in Jesus' name, we will take off the darts and we'll run right toward them, talking about our enemies. And I put this in here just like David did with Goliath. He said he was coming in the name of the Lord of hosts. In 1 Samuel 17:45, David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. And verse 46 says that David gave voice. I want you to listen to this. That David gave voice to what he was going to do. He called out what he was going to do as he ran toward Goliath. In 1 Samuel 17:46, it says, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, yes, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Hallelujah. What was David doing, saints? He was calling those things that be not as though they were, according to Romans 4:17. Yes. He was calling out the outcome. He was calling for the outcome. David said, so all the assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands. Praise God.
Amen.
And my brothers and sisters, that is whose name we come in always.
That's it.
We
yes.
always come in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
We do not come in the spirit of fear and doubt.
Yeah.
We come in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For we remember, we have to remember that who we are fighting for and who's fighting our battles for us. Praise
yes.
God.
Yes.
In Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 22, it says, you shall not fear them, for it is the Lord who fights for you.
Yes.
In Deuteronomy 20, verse 4, it says, for the Lord your God is He who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. Hallelujah. You know, saints, there is a war going on between light and darkness, there's a war between evil and good. The Lord has given us a purpose, brothers and sisters, and He will strengthen us. He's going to strengthen us for the battle, and there is a battle coming.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I believe it's already at our door. All you need to do is just look around. But when God calls you to a purpose, His Spirit, He says, fills and equips us to complete that purpose that He's called us to do.
That's right.
In Hebrews 13, verse 20, in the English Standard Bible, it says, "Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant," verse 21, "equipped you with everything good that you may do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen."
Amen.
Praise God. As the Apostle Paul learned, human weakness is no obstacle because God's power is perfected in it.
Yes.
It's perfected in our weaknesses and our shortcomings. Paul said that is why, for Christ's sake, he says, "I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
Yes.
Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 12:10. As David said, we do not fight our battles with a sword, a spear, or a javelin. We fight our battles with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Yes.
In Ephesians 6:17, you wield the sword of the Spirit.
Yes.
That is the Word of God. And I talk about the Word of God because God is His Word.
Yes. Yes.
And the power is in His Word.
God Almighty.
If you want power, you got to get the Word.
Yes.
You got to get the Word in you. As a matter of fact, I had this thing at the end of my driveway about my guest house where I work. I can't remember if they're cactus or yucca plants, but anyway, there's one that's got those sharp things on them. And every year when they start coming out, we get little babies, you know, coming up, and we have to dig them up. And so Christine, one of my helpers, she dug this up, and I thought it was really awesome, you know, because I'm going to pass this around. But it's just a little plant about like that. But this is the root, you know, because that kind of reminds me of what God is saying. He said, get rooted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Get rooted.
That's right.
And grounded.
Yes.
In His Word.
Yes.
And so you might look like a little old thing up here, but if you've got God's Word rooted in you,
yes,
you're most powerful. You're another Goliath.
Yes.
Okay. We spoke about how God's children can be destroyed because of lack of knowledge. For He tells us in Hosea 4:6 that His people are perishing, are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. A lot of Christians don't realize this, but you can only have the faith that you have the knowledge for. So if you want more faith, you have to have more knowledge.
Yes.
You can't have more faith without more knowledge.
That's right.
A lot of people don't pay too much attention, I don't think, to the words coming out of their mouths. I mean, they just talk. But it's really important what's coming out of your mouth. So it's really important that we get to know God's Word. Only then will you know what His will is for us, and only then can we fight and win our battles. It's only then when we get rooted, as I showed that page, when we get grounded and rooted in the Word. He tells us in Amos 8:11, an Amplified Bible says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, not a thirst for water, but a famine for the hearing words of the Lord." Praise God.
Yes.
In verse 12 it says, "And the people shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east they shall run," he says, "to and fro, to seek the word of the Lord, inquiring for and requiring it as one requires food, but shall not find it." Hallelujah. Saints, your mouth is the gate that gives Satan access into your situation.
That's right.
But your words can also give God access to your situation.
Amen.
And He is the only one that you want to let in.
Amen.
You don't want to be letting the other one in. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Access means to give someone the right or the opportunity to use or benefit from. In other words, your mouth gives Satan legal rights to come in and destroy you, wipe you out, eat your lunch, and pop the bag. And he don't think anything about it. He just does it.
Yeah.
Or you speak God's words, and then when you speak God's word, then you're inviting God into your situation to help you, to rescue you and save you, but it's your choice.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's not going to come in unless you invite Him in.
Yeah.
You know, He's given you free choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to decide for yourself.
Yeah.
Satan will benefit from your words by turning them against you like some shrewd lawyer would in a courtroom. Think about that. Think about, have you ever seen a movie or a TV program of a courtroom where the prosecuting attorney is really twisting and turning every word that the person speaks. Mm-hmm. That's what the devil does.
Yes.
He twists and turns everything that you say. Mm-hmm. In Job 15, verse 6 in the New Living Bible, it says, the wise don't engage in empty chatter. He said, what good are such words?
That's right.
New King James in verse 3 said, should he, talking about God, reason with unprofitable talk or by speeches with which he can do no good? Mm-hmm. Think about that. But you know, he says that we are going to be held accountable Amen. For every word that comes out of our mouth.
That's right.
And we're going to be justified or acquitted by the words coming out of our mouths. So he said, you know, the Bible says he keeps track of every word is written in his book. So I think if we would think more about the seriousness of what we say, and if we really want God's help, then we're going to have to speak what he says, because he's only going to honor his word. Like he said, if it's unprofitable talk, unprofitable talk means that you're saying something that the devil's put in your heart and your spirit. It's not something he said.
That's right.
And he can't do anything on that. You tie his hands, you know. Yeah. Saints, in other words, are you speaking God's words, giving him something to work with, inviting him in to help you?
That's right.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and this person, you might want to think about this, because I've been guilty of some of this myself. As a matter of fact, come through all of it. I have not arrived, so I still working. I was talking to someone the other day, and this person spent about 35 to 40 minutes telling me all the bad things. Every word they spoke was words of death. But they spoke for about 35 minutes telling me all the bad things. Every word they spoke was words of death. I later thought to myself, after I hung up, if this person had spent the same amount of time thanking God and confessing his word, how much different their situation would be. You know, this person is a Christian and loves the Lord, but because of speaking words of death, the Lord is unable to help them. He will only honor his word. You know, and I can't say that enough. Remember what Proverbs 18:21 says, the power of life and death is in the tongue. You know, and you cannot go around saying nothing ever works for me. There's no need for me to even try, because never, nothing ever works for me. And if it were not for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. If I wash my car, I know it's going to rain. You know, even if it hadn't rained for a month, I know it's going to rain for sure if I wash my car. You know, like I said, remember that death and life are in your words, and you will eat the fruit thereof. So stop saying, I cannot ever get ahead. If I pay one bill, another one comes in. Maybe that's true, but you don't have to say it.
That's right.
I know my other assistant came in one day, and she says it was raining. She says, I knew it was going to rain because I washed my car yesterday. I said, Christine, didn't have anything to do with that.
That's right.
Don't ever say that again. So, we say things and don't even give it a thought.
That's right.
We don't realize that we're speaking negative, we're speaking death.
Yes. That's right.
You know, a lot of people don't know if something they're using, maybe they're pushing their lawnmower and it breaks, and they say, damn thing. You are cursing that machine.
That's right. That's
whatever right. You damn, you are cursing it.
That's right.
Words are not just words.
They're not. They got power.
They have effect, and they will affect.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Instead, you can say what God says. He says he will be your provider. You can say, my God says that those that love him would not lack for any beneficial thing. You can also say that the wealth of the sinner has been stored up for the righteous.
Amen.
And according to 2 Corinthians 5:21, in the New American Standard Bible, it says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So you are righteous. So if you want to know who it's stored up for you, according to Proverbs 13:20, that the wealth of the sinner is stored up for me and you. I think paying your bills is a good thing. Providing for your family, it definitely is a good thing. But brothers and sisters, if we know God's word by heart, but we refuse to confess it, the power of God's word cannot be released. So be aware of this. When we speak his word, we're tapping into limitless power, okay? Jeremiah 23:28 in the English Standard Bible says, let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. He said, what has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord. 29 says, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Some translation says stubborn resistance, the rock that it will shatter that rock in a stubborn resistance in thousands of pieces. So his word is powerful. Actually, that's where the power of God is in the word. Amen. And I'm so thankful that he has called me and anointed me to preach the word.
Thank you, Lord.
To teach the word to those that are interested in hearing the word.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe I don't wipe my brow, and maybe I don't all, I do speak in the spirit. I don't do a lot of things, but I'm a teacher.
Amen.
And it gets preachy sometimes. But I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
And if the Lord gives me words and you receive it, then you're going to be blessed by it. Because it's going to help you.
Yes.
It's like if you're eating food, you know, you eat a healthy diet, your body is going to be affected by it. But if you live off of candy bars and nabs, that's going to affect your body too.
That's right.
In a negative way.
Yes.
So you want to feed on the good stuff that's going to affect you. Brothers and sisters, when we begin to speak God's word faithfully, then things begin to change.
Yeah.
Obstacles are broken. And when we speak God's word faithfully, mm-hmm. I spoke a little on that last week about how when the Lord impressed upon me to confess his word and to write it down, things in my life began to turn around. You know, I'm thankful that I wrote it down, because I really don't know if I could recall all that the Lord has done in my life since I began to put him in remembrance of his word. I mean, he has just blessed me.
Yes.
He blessed me. What does the word say? He's blessed me coming in, going out, in the city, and in the field.
Yes.
You know, and I heard this pastor say the other day, you know, he said when he first started, he said he believes the word of God, and I do too, and I've done similar things that might appear to be crazy to some people, but I know it works. And so he says, you can speak to it, I speak to it. Right. Everything in this world was created by word,
mm-hmm.
even the fig tree.
Yes.
Jesus cursed the fig tree with the word. But God created that tree with words.
Amen.
Everything is created with words. You know. And so he said he took his Bible out to the field. And the harvest had a lot of flies and stuff on them that was destroying the harvest. And so he began to quote, read the Bible to it. You know, and he was saying, you know, like in Deuteronomy, you know, I think it was in Deuteronomy 28, where he was saying that about blessing your crops, mm-hmm. and how the harvest would be good. And then over in Psalms 91:3, I think, you know, where that there would be no pestilence and stuff in that. So he spoke that over it, and it killed the flies, you know. Yeah, so, you know, and you can speak to that objects, you know. I mean, I spoke to my dishwasher, you know, a few years ago. It wouldn't work. And David went to work, and he was going to get somebody to come out and fix it. And I called him and said, don't have to.
Amen.
I laid my hands on it, and I spoke to it, and it started working. And I got that from my mother when she spoke to her washing machine, gosh, way back in the 80s, when before I ever became a Christian. And she said it didn't work, and she was a woman of God, and so she went and she spoke. She went back and prayed. She told the Lord, she says, I really can't afford another washing machine, Lord, you know. And she went out and she prayed, and she went out, and the washing machine worked, and it worked till the day she died.
Amen.
You know,
glory to God.
You know, you just have to be faithful with God's word. I mean, you know, it sounds like it might be hard, but really it's not. You know, you start reading the word, and let me tell you this too, you can read the word all you want to, and you need to read it. But it won't have the power until you release it.
That's it.
With your mouth.
Yes.
You have to release God's word with your mouth to have the power.
Yes.
You can read it. It's like people say, well, we'll just pray in silence. There's nothing in the scripture that says pray in silence.
That's right. Nothing.
He says give voice.
Yes.
Give praise to the Lord. Honor the Lord with thanksgiving and praise and instruments and all this stuff. Didn't say anything about silence.
Glory.
You know, so anyway, the people are going to do what they want to do. As a matter of fact, the Bible says they made my word null and void because of their traditions. You know, so there's a lot of tradition in churches, and so they don't have a lot of the power because he said they make my word null and void because of their traditions. You know, and some things like playing silence, just all kinds of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, if we're declaring the problem, God's angels will not assist. As I was saying earlier, they are listening for his word coming from your mouth, according to Psalms 103:20. We have the same authority Jesus has. When you speak God's word, it has the same effect as Jesus himself was speaking it.
That's it.
You can defeat every enemy the same way Jesus defeated Satan. You can say like Jesus, it is written. Praise God. Friends, the Bible is his word, but it will not speak for you. You must be the voice for it. You have to put a voice to God's word. Think about it. You could only be one word away from your breakthrough or from your miracle. Just one, maybe one word away. And the enemy, he's going to try to put negative thoughts in your mind so that he will get you to speak those, so you won't speak the words that's going to give you the breakthrough or give you the miracle. But we have to learn to recognize God's voice. Think of it this way. There is your voice, there's God's voice, and there's Satan's voice. Most of us have been listening too long to Satan's voice because we grew up with it. You know, before we accepted Jesus as our Lord, we grew up with it. And so we've listened to that a lot more for the most part, unless you were received Jesus right out of the womb. Like John. But it's kind of like trying to listen to a radio station and two other stations keep trying to come in, so you can't really hear one very well because they're kind of overlapping the other and you're getting a lot of static and you can't really pick up anything really clear. But for us to receive from God, we have to be more proficient at recognizing God's voice. Saints, his word is where the power is. You know, as I said before, and when we speak God's word, even his angels will respond, heeding the voice of his word. Who gives voice to God's word? We do. When we speak God's word, we're giving voice to it. Every time we speak God's word, we're giving voice. And Psalms 103:20 says, bless the Lord, his angels, who do his work, his word, heeding the voice of his word. It says over in Daniel 10, verse 12, it says that at the end of weeks of praying and fasting for answers from God, the Bible says that the angel Gabriel appeared to Daniel and said to him, I have come because of your words. Daniel 10, 12 says, then he said to me, talking about Gabriel, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Think about that. Brothers and sisters, you're calling somebody every day. Somebody's coming to those words. Somebody's coming to get those words. Make sure it's God or one of his angels or Jesus is coming to get those words.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that you are the God of hosts, and you have called us to be your warriors, your soldiers. Help us, O Lord, to be strong in the power of your might. And like David, we will not step out in fear or doubt, for we will remember who we're fighting for and who fights our battles for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for making us more aware of the danger of the words coming out of our mouths. Father, we pray that you will put a bridle on our tongues and a guard on our mouths and not use it as a gate that will give Satan access into our lives. Help us, O Lord, to understand that when we agree with what Satan puts in our heart, we're giving him legal rights to come in and destroy us. But if we speak God's word and come into agreement with him, he will help us. He will rescue us. For by speaking his word, we're giving the Lord something to work with, inviting him in to help us. We're tapping into his limitless power, praise God. So in the name of Jesus, we know that one word from God is enough to send our enemies running. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.